Next order of business, we have amendment number 3 to food service agreement, file number 24-017S. For sheriff, once again, this is with Tiger Correctional Services in Tama County. Sheriff, would you like to go over what?
Yeah, this is, it's just a standard annual agreement. It updated the price per meal. You can see on attachment A. I assume you guys have that. It was approximately a 5% increase due to the cost of living adjustment.
Sheriff, and you read this?
No, I have not.
If you don't mind, look at that real quick. I thought we were going to start giving him.
Seems like we signed a similar like that last year.
Okay. Can we table this then until I reach out to Tiger and get that straightened out? They're not going to leave us without a food service.
Right. You might get with Nikki and see what all you can share before. Okay. You may get with Nikki and have her.
He can't be shared with someone else. Travis's letter, he can be shared when
I'm talking about how much he can share with.
With Tiger.
With Tiger.
Okay.
Obviously, he can have it because I gave it to him.
So we'll go ahead and table this for today. We will move forward and get it back on the agenda once all the questions have been answered between the sheriff and Tiger Food Industries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Our next order of business we have this morning is the equipment proposal for commercial washer, file number 24-018M for maintenance. That's for our animal control facility. With us this morning, we have Mr. Scott Perkin with our maintenance department and Ms. Sherry Simpson from our animal control. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 7th, 2024, approving to the proposal as a form. This particular piece of equipment, there is some install and some infrastructure. Electrical updates and stuff that need to be
actually done. No electrical updates, but there will be some plumbing, yes.
Okay, some plumbing. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any questions?
I'm assuming you'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm good.
Move to approve the agreement between the Lundy's Brothers Equipment Company in Tama County for the purchase of commercial washer, filing 24018.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Our next order of business is equipment proposal number 23-086M for maintenance.
Don't take off, I won't talk to you.
Okay.
This is for a dryer for our...
It's for the laundry.
In the jail.
Judicial center.
Yeah.
In the jail.
You guys have any questions on it? Move to approve the equipment proposal by and between Loomis Brothers Equipment Company and Taney County for a commercial dryer.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Going to move down to our road and bridge here. We have pre-construction notification permit for the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road and Bridge. File number 24-020, Road and Bridge. With us, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Kevin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So this is a replacement for a 60-foot bridge. And can you give a location of this?
It would be towards the Pro Tem end of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road. We currently have it started off back in the day as a low water crossing, and then they formed openings and came up with it and put a deck on it. The bridge is approximately 50 years old. It's due to be replaced.
Has moderate deterioration.
Yes.
And when we have heavy rains, it washes the ends out.
Yep.
Okay. And will this be handled through a VRO program? Or?
No, it'll be built in-house.
Okay.
After it is done, will it be on the inspection list?
Yes.
Now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. And it'll have a different alignment. Right now, you've got two 90-degree corners, you know, to deal with coming onto it or off of it. It'll have a more gentle curve to it.
At this time, it's pretty well a single track bridge,
yes.
Meaning one car at a time.
Yeah. And I got to meet with one of the property owners this afternoon on right away.
Move to approve the nationwide permit pre-construction notification to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers from Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is notice of renewal for transport and marketing of recyclable materials, file number 24-019, Road and Bridge.
Any questions?
I have none. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 7, 2024, approving the notice as form.
Move to approve the notice of renewal with Allied Services. Buying between Allied Services, LLC, doing business as Republic Services, and Taney County.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is agreement for hydraulic excavator, two or more, number 24-015, Road and Bridge.
Would these be replacing some?
No, just adding two, and they'll be primarily used for our mulching head. For brush and trimming limbs and such back.
For right-of-way clearing?
Yep. It can be used other things too with our other attachments, but due to the reach of it, it'll primarily be used for that.
Now, are these excavators, they're on wheels instead of tracks?
No, they're tracks with the rubber bolt on pad.
Any other questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for hydraulic excavators, two or more, by and between Taney County and John Fabick Tractor Company.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. moving down, we have our fill dirt agreement between our fill dirt agreement for Pete and Melinda Trimble. Is there any questions on that?
No. Move to approve the amending fill dirt agreement between Pete and Melinda Trimble and Haley County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next order of business we have is our monthly budget report. With us, we have Payne County Auditor, David Clark.
Good morning, Commission. I have the monthly budget of January 2024. GCR started with a balance of $17,264,980 and with having revenues of $1,920,679 and expenses of $1,247,863, it is ending the month of January and beginning the month of February with $17,937,796. Road and Bridge CART Fund ends January at $2,573,716. And the Road and Bridge Trust Fund at $16,427,578. The sewer ended January at $16,035,470, and the law enforcement tax fund is at $5,685,543, and the standing on the ARPA funds is $4,625,811, totaling for the county is $69,582,212. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the auditor? Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension update. This morning, we have Mr. Jake Heffley.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Well, I don't have a big packet of impact reports like I usually do for this month, but I'll let you know a little bit of what's going on in the area. Mr. Palmer, obviously, I think you're aware of tonight, and Ms. White as well, but the Taney County Forage and Livestock Conference will be tonight. I have 55 registered, so I think we'll have a pretty good turnout. I'm hoping that it's a good way for me to sort of be visible in the county and sort of, I guess, people just to recognize that I'm here. So that'll be good. We have talks on managing and selling timber, managing your spring flush of forage. Then I'm going to talk about informed decision making for beef cattle businesses. So I think that'll be a good event. Commissioner Palmer's going to be there, give an update. And then Jay Chisholm from MU's Research Farm in the Southwest region is going to be there, just give an update on sort of the projects they're working on in Southwest Missouri. Also, a week from today, we're having a big regional meeting in Springfield. It's the Spring Forage Conference for the whole Southwest region. It's my first year, obviously. I've been on the planning committee for that since I started, but I've heard from a few producers in Taney County that they really like that conference and they really benefit from that. So I'm looking forward to that. I think we'll have a good turnout there as well. Our annual dinner is March 5th. Obviously, you guys are all invited. We'd love to see you there. It'll be at the basement of, I believe, the Presbyterian Church right here at 6. And then just a couple things that I'm personally working on. So this is sort of a statewide thing. This is stuff I'm hoping to bring to Taney County. I'm working on a couple teams to update the farm accounting and farm lease curriculum that we teach throughout the state. I think that's really good practical information. And once we get that, sort of get it.